This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan, Meredith Kane. We're all bringing you the fun. We just had Scott Petrak on the show. And I asked Scott about rookie camp this weekend. It starts coming in. The rookies are going to be on the field. They're going to be practicing football. But there's a competition that's already starting here. And it's between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And I'm sorry, you drafted two rookies. You need to find out sooner rather than later which one might be the better guy to maybe perhaps get on the field this year. Scott Petrak talked about some things a few moments ago, and he said he thinks it's a bigger thing for Sanders this week, where Sanders can maybe eliminate a little bit of that distance. And clearly there is distance. Gabriel was a third-round pick. Sanders was a fifth, 50 picks apart. But the minute they get on the football field, I would think you can erase that. And then all of a sudden it's game on.
I agree. I saw like one of the most clever ads that I've ever seen coming into town. Did you happen to catch this ad? It's for a shaving company. And it said first round quality, fifth round
price tag
pricing. Yeah. And I was like, wow. And it was orange and brown too. It was really well done. And I'm like, this is interesting.
That sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Well, no. Why is there anything wrong with that? There's no lawsuit there. Why would there be a lawsuit? It's just a great line.
If I'm somebody,
first round quality, fifth round pricing, or something like that. I thought it was. It totally caught my eye.
Might not be accurate, but hey, what the heck?
Well, we'll find out, won't
we?
I think that's what this thing's all about. Boy, this is going to be super.
Super. Super-dy duper.
I'm trying to think of the right word. That's why I don't want to use any trite words. But you can't tell me we're not going to keep our eye on every pass from every time we have the opportunity to see these guys to see who's going to end up being number one. I think one of the things that you said 2 weeks ago that kind of caught my ear is that if Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback week one next year, we're in trouble. Something's not right. Yeah. And
It means you drafted two guys who, A, aren't ready to play, or B, may never be ready to play, and Kenny Pickett's not the guy.
I don't really want to throw a guy out there, though, a rookie, if he's not ready. That's the other problem.
I agree with you completely on that.
So if he's, because we watched that with DTR, and I don't want to see that again.
Although, Dylan Gabriel played 6 years of college football. If you're not ready after 6 years of college football, when are you going to be ready?
I don't know. Ready which way, though? Ready to be able to understand the playbook or ready to be able to handle the speed of the NFL game? I don't care if he played 100 years in college. It's still going to be way faster when he gets out there in the pros. And, you know, there are games in college, too, that are not, I don't want to say cakewalk, but at a much different level than any, even when you play the worst team in the NFL.
I think you said cakewalk.
No, I didn't say cakewalk.
I think you did.
Checking.
No?
Why is cakewalk a cakewalk anyway?
Yeah, I don't
ever
know.
Think about that?
I don't know.
A cakewalk sounds good to me. I enjoy cake.
That's why it always cracks me up when you hear, especially in football, Somebody gets loose. Oh, it's a foot race. Who the heck says foot race anywhere but some dude calling a football game?
Hey, I don't know, Andy, where else you would say
that.
Let's
go out and have a foot race, shall we?
That sounds good. Bully. Bully, let's go. There are some trite sayings out there.
Yeah, there are. I would think that Dylan Gabriel has the opportunity to go out and just distance himself from Shedeur Sanders this weekend. Forget Sanders.
What if it's the other way around, though?
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, I don't care. Somebody go out and look good, please. Could somebody please go out and look good?
But then again, you also have to remember.
Or both of them. That'd be awesome.
Who are they throwing to? Jordan Townsend from Delaware? Kevon Thomas from Montana State? Tyrese Chambers from Maryland? I'm just giving you some of the guys they'll be throwing to.
The nice thing is, while those guys are in town, they can go ahead and interview with some of the other fine companies, some of the medical companies we have in town, the insurance companies. That could be really good for them.
Wow. Mm. That's hurtful.
We've got a great paint company in town that probably has some opportunities for young graduates. That's really good.
Mm. Armani Marshall from Appalachian State, the running back. Get some other guys in here on top of the guys that they brought in. But these are the wide receivers. Like, if I was an undrafted wide receiver, I think I might have a chance.
It's going to be a big construction project going on out by the airport. Maybe they could hook me in. Maybe they have some engineering background.
Hurtful.
You are harsh, man.
That's really
hurtful.
Do
you want me to give you some of the numbers on these guys?
No, I don't.
I'm sure that they were standouts.
No, I don't.
Now I have to feel like I have to go Jeff back to Jeff on this. These guys are out here trying their best to make it, to make a career out of this, and you're over here poo-pooing it.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought that would be fun to say.
No. Now you got me wanting to look at the stats on some of these guys.
No? Hey, you know, everybody's asking about Shedeur Sanders, but, you know, we're making sure the other guy gets his fair due.
In accordance with the Radio Act of 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
Got to make sure Dylan gets plenty. He initially committed to West Point coming out of high school. He only had offers from Army, Air Force, and Hawaii. And then eventually UCF, Georgia, and USC. But he went to UCF. And he went to UCF because a guy named Mackenzie Milton, who was in high school with him, was at UCF. So UCF, University of Central Florida, ends up with two guys out of the same high school in Hawaii. And Mackenzie Milton later got hurt, and Dylan took over, and the rest is history.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
So there you go.
Wow, I feel like a total equal time. Thank goodness for that law, Jeff. If we didn't have that law, we wouldn't know all these little...
Well, the Radio Act of 1927 is nothing to be messed with, Andy.
I never know. I was watching a special on a couple guys that were in prison for violating the Radio Act of, what was it, 1927?
Radio Act of 1927.
I mean, they were in the cell.
Well, you don't want to mess with it.
Well, they were in the cell next to the guys that take the labels off the mattress pads, right?
No one has time nor the want for billable hours.
See? That's true. That's a good point.
I don't think there's any question. Do you guys have a feel on, you know, Gabriel was really good at UCF, led to a transfer to Oklahoma, where he was really good, and that led to another year at Oregon, where he was really good. And Shedeur, 2 years at Jackson with his dad, so you understand why he went to Jackson State, because his dad was there.
And he had years with his dad in high school, too. His dad was there.
I'm just talking college here.
Yeah, okay.
Because Dylan played high school ball, too.
Okay. For his dad.
And I think his dad was actually one of the coaches. His dad played quarterback at Hawaii.
Okay.
That's another part of this. Sure. And then Shedeur went to Colorado, where he had put up pretty good numbers, but was not in a great system, and they had a losing record his first year and then was better last year, but there are a lot of things they didn't like about him. I would just think that Dylan Gabriel comes in the door a little more prepared, just based on what he did in college than Shador. But physically, you know, he's not going to suddenly become 6'3", but Shador is not suddenly going to become as athletic as his dad. So I would think there's an edge going into this rookie stuff this week to Dylan Gabriel, not just based on draft position, but also based on his body of work. Yay or nay?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Gabriel, look at for all but what he played 6 years of college ball, 5 of those 6 years he threw for over 3,000 yards in every one of those. And, I mean, he was good for 25 touchdown passes a year in every one of those seasons. His numbers are impressive. There's no question about it. And you can see what the Browns like. I get
touchdown
it.
Touchdown to interception ratio is phenomenal for his entire college career. Really good.
I'm looking at his best season in the year. Well, just last year, he threw for 3,857 yards and only had 6 picks. Threw for 30 touchdowns. I hope this transfers over into the NFL. And I nothing would make me happier if Gabriel or Sanders can be the quarterback for the Browns for the next five to seven years.
That'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
If it happens, that means imagine how much better they're going to get next year with 2 first-round picks. Although they've blown that before, too. Yeah. They've made mistakes with 2 first-round picks. So nothing is for sure, but the opportunity is definitely there for them.
The fact that – you tell me. The fact that these guys were taken in the 3rd and the 5th, I think has been somewhat masked here because of the Browns' drastic need for somebody at quarterback. In other words, if you draft a quarterback in the 3rd round, you're not thinking, hey, we got our guy. You draft a guy in the 5th, you're certainly not thinking, hey, we got our guy. But maybe you get lucky. I think that whole aspect of this has been completely buried because the Browns need a quarterback. And these guys are going to get a look. They're going to get a chance. And it starts for them this week. Then they'll get out on the field with Pickett, with Flacco. And if one of them looks good, they have a chance to play. And, Andy, I would think they have a chance to play in September right away.
Jeff, I don't know. We have 4 quarterbacks sitting in front of us, and I have no idea who the starting quarterback's going to be. You can sit here and say Kenny Pickett all you want because I think you're right with Kenny Pickett.
Well, I'd guess Pickett.
You know, if something happens in camp that Flacco is the starting quarterback, that maybe one of those 3 guys got injured and they're like, nope, let's go with Flacco because we know we can ease it. I also want to see what the schedule looks like.
And then
you
could bring along a rookie.
So, I mean, there are scenarios where Joe Flacco is a starting quarterback into this year without it being the end of the world or something going major league wrong. You could have just a setback with an injury or somebody who's just not ready if these 2 young guys aren't ready with the playbook. I mean, you have to take that into consideration.
You know, the other factor here that I think is kind of fascinating, will they keep 4? I would doubt it.
I don't know how they can.
Which means what grouping of 3 is the grouping that works? You know, for instance, if Pickett doesn't beat out Gabriel or Sanders, I would think you don't keep him. If Flacco comes in and looks significantly better than everybody else.
Although we say beat out, I just think they're set up for a scenario.
Yeah, well.
So I don't necessarily know if they're going to have to outplay them based on what the coaching staff already wants or front office.
Yeah, I wonder if Pickett could actually make this team in any other capacity other than as the starter. You know, could you keep Pickett as the backup behind Flacco? It doesn't feel right. I don't know. Could you keep him as the backup behind the rookies? I would think definitely.
Yeah.
I wonder about that. We'll talk more Browns.
Is he going? He'll be your inactive quarterback. I don't see that.
Chris Fedor covers the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. He has great stuff out on the Cleveland.com website about Game 1. Cavs lost it to Indiana. How? And how do they fix it? Fedor next, right here on The Fan.